And work your suave, M810, buenos dias, good morning, New Mexico. How's everybody doing? We are KSWB, M810, your community radio station. We're going to check in with David Jenkins. Good morning, David. How are you?
Just fine. You?
I am doing great. And David, tell us who you're with, what organization you're with.
Yes. I'm with a group called Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. And we're a group of, a nationwide group of conservatives who care about conservation and stewardship, sort of along the lines of Teddy Roosevelt and you know, that kind of stewardship ethic that conservatism in the past has been known for.
And tell us, can you tell us a little bit about your organization, how it got started, more or less, how long it's been around, and then we can talk.
It used to be based in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, and our the chair of our board actually lives in Santa Fe. But we started out as a group with the name Republicans for Environmental Protection back in 1995. And over the years, different things have changed, but now we're under the name Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship, but it's the same type of folks who care about conservatism and are conservatives, but also recognize our stewardship obligation with respect to the environment.
Okay, and there's a lot of course, many issues that that are before the, you know, the United States when it talks about everything from our public lands. And what's your take and what's your organization's take as far as that goes?
Well, we're very much pro-public lands. I mean, public lands, that's what they are. They're public. They belong to everybody. And what we're seeing a lot right now in the West is a few the majority of Westerners, you know, really, really are passionate about their public lands. They hunt, they fish, they hike. They love their public lands. Those lands are helping local economies, as everyone there in Santa Fe knows as well. But there's some folks primarily based out of Utah or Nevada that are trying to push to have all these lands transferred back to the states. And that's actually not really what they want. They basically want them turned over to the state so they can be basically disposed of, with, you know, privatized basically, for, special interests. And then a lot of the impetus behind that push are special interests. But one of the things we've been, talking about quite a bit is, the situation with respect to the Bundys and, them trying to actually take over public lands by force.
Right. And you're talking about the incident out in Oregon, is that correct?
Yeah, there's two. There's the one back from 2014 that people are being charged for right now near Cliven Bundy's ranch in Nevada, where he rallied like 400 people with arms to prevent federal law enforcement officers and BLM folks from enforcing a court order. I mean, we had people pointing high-powered rifles at federal law enforcement officers. And I think One of our concerns is that the Obama administration waited 2 years before they started holding people accountable in this, and we think that lack of enforcement probably emboldened the Bundys and their supporters and led to the refuge occupation in Oregon.
And we're talking with David Jenkins. He is the president of the Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. And David, tell us, is there any legislation going through Congress right now that that protects kind of the interests of the organization?
Well, there's some good legislation out there. There's Congressman Simpson, a Republican of Idaho's legislation to permanently reauthorize Land and Water Conservation Fund. That's something that sportsmen and you know, a lot of folks who value our public lands are really strongly in favor of. It's very popular. I think like 80+% of the folks, you know, want that program to continue. But the thing we're really worried about is, legislative proposals coming from people like Congressman Rob Bishop of Utah, who's the chairman of the Natural Resources Committee. And he's trying to turn our whole, you know, 100+-year-old public land stewardship ethic on its head by undoing all the laws and protections that were put in place by presidents from, you know, Theodore Roosevelt to Ronald Reagan. He wants to undo the Antiquities Act. He wants to get rid of the Land and Water Conservation Fund. He wants to turn, you know, propose legislation that actually transfers federal public lands that belong to everybody to states or to private business. And we think these are very dangerous things because, you know, President Reagan said that when he's talking about our public lands, he said, this is our patrimony. This is what we leave to our children. And he said our great moral responsibility is to leave it to them either as we found it or better than we found it. And for me, those are very wise words. And I think the people like Bishop and on the next level of extreme, the people like the Bundys, they just see these lands as a mechanism to turn a quick buck. They don't see them as a legacy. They don't see them as part of creation that we can help inspire our faith or places to hunt and fish and recreate. They don't have those values the same way we do. And so all the people who care about those lands need to stand up and really fight to protect them.
And we're talking with David Jenkins, president of Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. And, of course, the Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship is a national nonprofit grassroots organization founded on the premise that environmental stewardship and natural resource conservatives are inherently conservative, and that the true conservative will be a good steward of the natural systems and resources that sustain life on Earth. Do you have you're a nonprofit? Do you have organizations in every state?
We have chapters in some states. We haven't built up chapters in every single state, but we have members in most states. We have a good core of members there in New Mexico. We have strong membership in Colorado and a lot of the western states, and obviously a lot of the eastern states and more populated states as well. We have over 2,000 members in Texas alone, which is a lot of people don't think of Republicans in Texas as being concerned about this kind of thing, but they are. And I think that's what people need to know, is that the majority of people who consider themselves conservative actually have a strong stewardship ethic that they've grown up with. You know, their parents teach them to only hunt what they can eat or to take care of the land, rotate crops, whatever the case may be. But people understand, on the conservative side, understand stewardship, but we've got these people who they're more libertarian and they're more special interest dominated that don't carry that same stewardship ethic, and we've got to worry about those guys.
Do you guys have a website that people can go to and learn more about you guys?
It's conservativestewards.org.
Okay, conservativestewards.org. We're talking with David Jenkins. And is there anything else? And, of course, your mission, I'm looking at your website, David, it's to safeguard the air, water, land, wildlife, and natural systems that sustain and enhance life on Earth by promoting responsible stewardship and conservation, empowering fellow conservatives, and advancing the original conservative philosophy that compels us to be good stewards of our natural heritage. And I love the fact that you said enjoy, but also, you know, leave it even better than the way we found it, right?
Yeah, that's our responsibility. I mean, we want to be good stewards. We want to leave this land to our children and our grandchildren. We want them to have clean air. We want them to have clean water. There's nothing that conflicts with conservatism there. I think too often people, and especially the liberal media, tend to think that conservatism and pro-pollution or irresponsible actions with respect to our public lands, they think those things are somehow conservative or associated with conservatives, and really they're not. They're associated with a few people who like to claim they're conservatives and to put forward their own selfish agenda.
All right, David, we want to thank you for spending time with Kesuave Radio here in Santa Fe. Is there anything else that we might have left out that you'd like to let our listeners know about? And again, if you could give out your website and how people can get involved.
Yeah, our website, conservativestewards.org. You can find out a lot of information there and how to get involved. Also, look us up on Facebook. And, we want conservative people to be involved. If members of Congress and other elected officials, if they hear, they don't have to hear, but just from a handful of conservatives who care about this stuff to understand that this is a bipartisan issue and this is something that they need to care about as well. We need them to listen to us, not listen to the Rob Bishops of the world or the Ted Cruzes of the world or the Clive and Bundys of the world.
Well, very good. We appreciate it very much. David Jenkins, thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Same here.